Welcome back to Emacs Rocks and my experiment in adding multiple cursors to Emacs. I started the experiment a year ago, and it took me just 2 hours to get a usable first version. Since then I've been using it and tweaking it. As you might imagine, there are a few edge cases. So let's dive in. Looks like an online fruit vendor. Like mark multiple, you can mark one, then add more, and change them. But look, we now have three cursors. Let's make these IDs into a class instead and move it up to the LI. Okay, time for some internationalization. Copy these, lowercase, no spaces, and the namespace. Okay, I paste back in. Copy this for my properties file and undo. Add the IIN tag. Okay, done. Now I can jump over to the properties file and paste it in there. That was fun. If you've got continuous lines, you can set an anchor for rectangular mark. I bind it to hyperspace. Yeah, it's that cool. Let's change my site to an app. Of course, apps need that extra oomph. So, exclamation marks for all the fruit, please. Okay, moving on. Renaming files can be a chore. These are weirdly named. TC is my old way of saying test case. Let's just change it to underscore test. I change to writable dirid. Save and done. Nice. Last example. This is the Emacs Rocks channel. These are all my videos with duration and views. I'm curious, how much of your time have I wasted? Look, there's some stuff at the bottom, then it repeats and repeats and repeats, and then there's some stuff at the top. So chop that off, and chop that off. Now we find something common to all the blocks. And just mark all that match. See, we have lots of cursors. Cut. Cut, cut, join some lines, and here we have the durations and the views. Not too shabby. You gotta remove those commas before we continue. Okay, mark this to get the cursors back. And we multiply minutes by 60, add to the seconds, multiply by views, and add them all together. And divide by 60 seconds and 60 minutes, and man, 4,325 hours of time wasted. And look, I just made a macro. I can come back later and run it again. I can give it a name and run it with MX. I can even save it in my EmacsD. So yeah, to answer your question, yes, there is most certainly an overlap in functionality between macros and multiple cursors. Multiple cursors is more a lightweight tool. You often use it for such tiny improvements that you would never bother with a macro. And it's fun. You can get multiple cursors on Marmalade and Melpa or on my GitHub page. And please do report issues and feel free to contribute. Thanks.